Hey everyone, thank you guys so much for joining me and welcome back to my channel. Yes, if you like my content, you know that the last time we were talking about self-awareness versus being self-absorbed. The real pandemic that is going on in relationships right now, I think, is this idea or this way of being that people have, which is completely self-absorbed narcissistic behavior. And I know that it's quite a buzzword that a lot of people are using. Narcissism seems to be like on the rise, and there is a lack of understanding of what some of the narcissistic signs are. I am not going to get into that in this video. I've been doing a lot of videos lately. Sorry, guys. This podcast, I will be leaving that for another episode. But what we want to talk about right now is how to practice better self-awareness. Now, some if not all of these things I've actually done, and this is taken from positivepsychology.com. You guys can go check that out. I'm going to try to leave a link in the description for you to check it out. They're not paying or sponsoring this video, however, but I just thought that it was something that I love to look at when it comes to when it comes to, researching topics like this. I like the bullet point methodology of writing things down. So let's just get into it, right? So five ways to increase your self-awareness. The first one here, you'll find this like towards like the bottom of the page, is to create space and time. Totally practice this. I do this a lot. I try to do it every day. Is to connect with yourself daily to avoid digital distractions like me, unless, of course, these digital distractions are actually helping you to gain more insight into your self-awareness journey. Then this is something that is very, very, very important to make sure that you do daily, especially if you're new to self-awareness. This is absolutely imperative to developing this as a mindset, mantra, and attitude change. Now, it is extremely important for you to make sure that you keep this as a part of your daily routine for at least 90 days while you are developing it as a habit. And so when you do this, you're actually creating the space to practice mindfulness, which is the second way. Practice mindfulness is to pay attention to the inner state as it arises. Try mindful walking, eating, listening. All right, so being more present, basically, I would summarize or sum that up to saying it like that's what this means. Mindfulness can sometimes be a very loaded word that we don't really understand. Like, okay, what's the actual technique in mindfulness? But this is what it is. It means to pay attention to your state of being. I am feeling stressed. I am feeling tired. I'm feeling joy, and really like take in that moment. And the third thing is actually journaling. So when you are practicing your mindfulness, you're taking your time off, you're practicing your mind to practice your mindfulness, use that time to write down the thoughts that come up in your inner state of being. Record that state of being. Also, something that I do, I actually have a small pocketbook and a small pocketbook size sketchbook. I don't sketch as much as I used to, but when I used to sketch a lot, I used to have like a pencil and a tiny little sketchbook that I would take with me everywhere. And I still carry a tiny journal as ideas and thoughts pop up. And sometimes I will review just to see what I'm feeling in the moment, and if this is and look maybe look back over it after a period of a week to see if this is something that is consistently coming up. I think one of the interesting things that I heard from a client of mine once is that it was through journaling over a period of years actually that she realized that she needed to get out of a very abusive, toxic relationship that she was in. The minute she started to write down things about what was going on in her relationship, she started to see a pattern. And it created a space for her to validate those feelings and really unpack them further in a way to help her realize that there needed to be something to be done to better her situation. Now, practice listening. Now, I know in my last podcast, I was talking about the differences between self-absorption and self-awareness. This is one of the major differences, is to pay attention to the speaker. Observe emotions and body language. Don't judge or evaluate, but be present to the people around you. Your ability to do this is creating indirect interactivity, which helps you to understand, okay, why am I attracted to these kinds of people, situations, and scenarios? What is this telling me about myself when I am listening and paying attention to those around me? Is this person good for me or not? This is all the part of the perspective. Gain a different perspective. Ask for feedback. This is something that is completely hard to do for me. I love being right, but self-awareness has taught me to be okay with being wrong. Not only being okay with being wrong, but leaving space for growth and being kind to myself and empathic with people who think differently from myself. Not taking myself so seriously all the time is definitely something that has come out of my personal self-awareness journey, and it is important for everyone to be able to have such an experience. Now, there are some other things that we could get into, like with the mindful meditation. I actually do a meditation first thing in the morning and last thing at night. I make time to reflect, and I used to do yoga, although, I don't actually think that it is something that everybody has to do. My self-awareness, self-awareness. My self-awareness physical activity usually comes from either walking or practicing martial arts, which is the specific martial arts I'm not going to talk about tonight, but it is pretty cool. I enjoy it a lot, and it has really helped me to learn a lot about the things that I am actually afraid of. When you tend to get at a certain age and you get more comfortable in your skin and you are less inclined to get afraid or self-conscious about yourself, it's very hard to uncover where some of the other issues lay. And what I've found is that martial arts has uncovered a whirlwind of things that I did not understand or even know about myself, namely fear of falling and fear of making a mistake, which was huge for me. Like I said, this is not about martial arts, but it's definitely one of the physical activities that has helped me to uncover a different way of meditating and moving my body physically that has created. I think that is something that is also part of self-awareness, is to know your strength, your physical strength, your physical capability and capacity, because that gives feedback as to how alert and aware you are of how healthy you are, because being healthy is definitely imperative for mental health as well. So I want to thank you guys so much for stopping by. Again, I hope that we can do this more often, more regularly. I'm going to be setting things up in a way that I am posting more regularly so that you guys are not left hanging, or you don't have to switch over to YouTube to check out what's going on my channel. But you will also be getting detailed access to my YouTube channel as well, so that you don't miss out on any content anywhere. See how consistent or inconsistent my content is, and give me feedback. Share this, like this, share it with your friends. I'll see you in the next one, guys. Bye.